if you didn't get the rest of the pages here, I've got this till 39, and that's the last page on the lesson. So when you finish it up tonight, you should have all your sheets. Should be 1 through 39. I did go ahead and print 39 because of what it says on it's so important, but it's basically a blank sheet except for one sentence. If you will, turn to Song 716 in your songbooks. Since getting a late start tonight, would you sing the first and last verse to this? God is so good. On that, God cares for me. Maybe we'll sing that with it sometime as well. Tonight's lesson is lesson 8. If you got the text that I sent out today, lesson 8, and that will start on page 19 and go over through 20. And then we'll start the individual providence, and the individual providence will be for the rest of the course. So over half the course has to do with God's individual providence. And notice he said providence on that. There was something I wanted else to do tonight, and it's something else I wanted to do. That I think I will wait till next week on. So we'll get started with this so we don't run short of time. This will cover the nations tonight, God's providence over nations. Due to copyright restrictions, we are not permitted to play audio or video presented during Bible study. Please click on the video embedded in this page to follow along with this evening's study. You think about that, it's kind of scary about the direction that our country's headed in and when the votes are taken. And I thought things would be good with abortion, and that maybe when that was changed in the Supreme Court, well, our country's changing around. But then the states went right back, and many of the states have voted the other way, as we know Ohio did. So we do what we can, what influence we have as a Christian for what's right. And other than that, a nation will have to face the consequences. So next time will be individual providence. That's the rest of the course. And that's what we'll be looking at, the things that God provides for us individually. So it should be a good finish to the course. Yeah, I've really enjoyed this. This has been different and something I've wanted to study for a long time, God's providence or God's providence, the way he pronounces it so you remember what it is. As soon as the kids come in, I might do something different tonight. We're down a little bit on the time, but something that happened to me recently with animals, so as soon as they get in here, I'll talk about that. Thank you. Okay. Since we're running a little bit late tonight, I thought I'd talk about the wonders of creations instead of showing one tonight, and then I'll ask about the one we'll try next week. Something happened to me recently. When Marsha and I moved to where we were about 19 years ago, during the summertime, these box turtles, if you've ever seen the little turtles running, I shouldn't say running with the turtles, but going across the road, and they get hit on the highway so much, those are starting to become rare because of the things that's going on with them. During that first year that we were there, there was 12 nests that were in the yard. And the reason I was able to find that out, because I did see them out there, they usually come out in the evening right before dark and start digging a hole in the ground and would bury their eggs there in the yard. The next day I would go out and the eggs were always dug up and tore to pieces and something ate them. All 12 nests, not one of them made it that first summer. And that kept on for a number of years. And then when I had the time, I wanted to do something to figure out how to save those little turtles. So a couple years ago, we were able to cover one of the nests with a wire apparatus we'd made. And when it hatched and we saw the one turtle out there, we went out and watched. The one turtle was out. The rest of them didn't come out, so we waited a few days, dug it up, and the only thing in there was eggs that had rotted. So something was wrong, not right with that. So then one little turtle came out of that. Now this year, I've only seen, I think it was three turtles laying nests, and those other two didn't complete it. Sometimes I have to stay away from them. If I get close to them at all, they'll leave, they won't lay their eggs. So you have to be careful and stay away from it until after the mother is gone. So this year, I was going out, and this is right near to our mailbox. I could check it every day with the mailbox. The only way to do that, I had to build something or put something over it. So I first put a 5-gallon bucket over it to protect it, put some weight on top of it. The crows are terrible about killing those. They can get them every time. Their eyesight's so good, they fly over the next morning, see a dirt spot in the yard right down, and they just dig a little hole about that big and go straight down in, get those eggs, yank them out, just slick as can be. And they got I thought it was raccoons, fox, skunks, they all eat turtle eggs, but it was actually the crows who were getting it every time. So I watched that. So anyway, I had this covered up. Let me see if I can get that up here and show you some pictures of these. These are called Eastern box turtles, and they can, if they're fortunate to live long enough, they can live longer than man can. They're a lot span, but usually they get hit crossing the road. If they're out in your yard, you're mowing grass, these little turtles are only the size of a quarter, so you wouldn't even know you hit it with a lawnmower. And I have some brush hogging done every fall, and I think I've probably killed some that way. So they are in danger because all the things that go on anymore. Let's see if they can get this up. Let me see. I'm going to put that up for Dave. Dave, what is that? Take a good look at it, you know it. That's it. Pawpaws. Yeah. And that is, you may not know that. You don't see those very often, but that's in the yard. That was taken a couple days ago. Pawpaws taste like bananas. So, and you can make some things out of them. And pioneers used to. So let me get down here to the one I wanted. Oh, there's the dish racks, what I actually put an old dish rack over to protect it, and it worked. There's the turtle right after it came out. It's got a lot of mud stuck on it, and that's only about the size of a quarter. And there's one, that gives you an idea of, look, if you look at my thumb, that gives you what size they were. And also, there's so many interesting facts. I would encourage the kids to take and read about turtles. These turtles will grow, and the scales on them, they're probably not the right name for it. But anyway, you can count the rings on those and tell how old the turtle is on the rings on them. Also, I think these all were females because they have different type shells underneath. If it's a smooth on the bottom carapace, I think they call that. If it's smooth, it's a male. And if it has an indentation in the bottom carapace, then it's a female. Also, after they get to be adults, you can tell by the eye collar. So the female has a different eye collar than the male. That's a better picture, a little clearer. Here's the nest where that first one was coming up out of there. And that's, keep in mind that turtle's only the size of a quarter. And there's a couple of them trying to get up out of the nest. And I imagine that's quite a struggle to get that hard soil that's dried out after a drought that we've had. I don't know why it's doing that. There's a little close-up of the two turtles coming out. I took them out, put them in some water. I figured after as dry as it was, and I tried to wash them off here. You see it's kind of damp around their nest. And that was, I think that's the last picture on that. This something I took just in the last day or so. That was I found a small, this is a young walking stick. It was on the side of a bucket here. So that's something else too. Nature's interesting. We remember that God made all the creatures. I wanted to ask, too, the kids if they were interested. Next week, there's a new video out on snakes. You interested in seeing the one on snakes, or is that too scary before you go home and go to bed? Snakes. You want snakes next week? Do you have a pet snake? Ooh. I don't think anyone here wants to see it. I got in trouble with a snake. Yeah. I got in trouble with a snake. I'm not going to use your time right now on that. I'll tell it to everybody sometime when we're talking out back. But over a snake I brought to school, kept it in the classroom, and something happened. One of the kids did something, so that's a story. Okay, next week then we'll watch snakes if you're sure you won't have nightmares. I don't know, Ernie. Maybe you won't want to see it. All right, Mark.
But you're talking about snakes. I remember in Zanesville, they had a water department over there. My cousin is a water department. She's actually in charge of the water department over there in Zanesville. She said a gentleman came in, paid his water bill. And she says, the guy says, I got something I want to show you. And he had a shirt on. He pulled his shirt. He had a big snake around his neck. And he actually took the snake and actually carried it around his neck everywhere he went. And I joked with her and I said, yeah, right. When she was telling me about it, I said, yeah, you're telling me this. Every time he came in to pay his water bill, he had this snake with him. That snake was his pet. And I told her, I said, well, it wouldn't be mine. So, yeah, when Jimmy brought that up, I brought that, and that came to mind. I thought, yeah, people even carry snakes around out in public that you don't even know. So the song invitation tonight, say, the record song books will be 608. 608. And after you mark that, I'd like to turn over to 682. 682. We'll sing this song, and then after this song here, then we'll have the invitation. Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together with cords that cannot. together with love. There is only one God. There is only one King. There is only one body. That is why we can sing. Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together. Cannot be broken. Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together with love. I ask everyone to please stand this time for the opening prayer.
Our Father in heaven, we'd like to thank you for letting us be able to come here tonight and be able to sing hymns and be able to study your word and learn more about you. Be with all the sick and the shut-ins are it's on our prayer list. Be with all them, especially be with Tom as he's going through the recovery of his recent surgery, and be with other ones that we know of that went through procedures and going through recovery. Be with us through the rest of this service, all this in Jesus' name. You may be seated.
A little brief singing the song that Mark selected tonight. In our lesson, he talked about God's providence, how each and every one of us has our own free will to either follow after God or not. And there are consequences on both sides of the coin. If you don't follow after God, your life is not going to be an easy life. It's not going to be a good life after death. But if you do choose follow after God, your life will be happier, it will be easier. Maybe you won't be a millionaire or anything crazy like that, but you'll probably have food and shelter and all the things that you really need to survive. And those are the things that are most important to each and every one of us, the basics that we need to survive. Tonight, if you have any type of a need, tonight would be a good night to follow after what God wants you to do and what He wants you to be. What He wants us to do and what He requires of us is not hard, not strenuous, not anything that no one cannot do. So if anyone have any need tonight, if you've fallen short, never been baptized, whatever, tonight would be a good night to do that. Come forward while Mark leads us in song.
What do you think that we need the first and last verses of the song? All things are ready, come to the feast. Come, for the table now is spread. Here we come, there shall be richly fed.
Few announcements tonight. Back over the bulletin very quickly here. Sunday morning Bible study is Daniel, and I think Mark will be doing it this week. Is that right? Mark will have that Sunday morning. Sunday evening, ladies' Bible class is in First Chronicles. Midweek, we are, as you know, tonight doing Providence, a course by World Video Bible School. This is that if you were taking a Bible degree, this would be a course just like this that you'd have to take tests over and probably write papers. Ladies Inspiration Day coming up Sunday, October the 19th. Technology Center, special thanks here. It says the elders, but Jared's the one that's been doing a tremendous amount of work for that. And tireless efforts, true. Then we have things going on in the area churches around about us, area youth night, and our gospel meeting coming up October 6th through the 8th with Mark Tonkery. That'll be at 7 each evening. It starts on a Sunday and goes through Monday and Tuesday. Let's see if there's anything else here. Any updates on the sick or those not able to be here or needing prayers? I hope that goes well for her and that heals up good. I didn't hear anything from Tom today, but he came through the operation pretty good. I did hear from him yesterday, so that's good. So that's good to hear.
And flyers were going out for the gospel meeting yesterday.
Okay. Anything else?
This Saturday we're having our patio retreat.
Right. Sorry, I didn't see that.
5 to 7 light refreshments.
Okay. Saturday night.
Saturday night.
5 to 7.
And hopefully we'll have what we did last year. We had wild animals actually in our yard. So
we
Did you have any turtles?
No. At least I didn't see them. I say that.
Okay, I had to say that, Mark. Who has closing prayer?
I do.
You do, Mark. Okay.
Our Father in Heaven, we like to thank you for letting us be able to come here and be able to listen to our Bible class tonight and be able to learn more and prepare ourselves to be out in the world. We'll be able to learn from work to protect ourselves from all that. But be especially good with all of our sick and the ones we've mentioned and the ones recovering and
I do have the next house to house we'll hand out Sunday. If you're feeling like it or able to, we'll put those labels on now. So thank you. This is Jim Lanning, elder at South Main Church of Christ in New Lexington. Thank you for listening, and please stop in for a visit.